Bill West from Pittsburgh Tribe Sports joins us. Bill, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Hey, I'm excellent. Always excited for the NHL playoffs and poolies and everybody else get fired up. So I guess my first question for you is let's look at the Pittsburgh power plays. Who's on the first unit power play for the Penguins?
Well, it seems to evolve by the week here with the injuries and just the pieces they've moved around. But it's going to include Sidney Crosby, likely down low. They found some success with him. They went with him on the half wall, on the right half wall, for quite a while. But he just seems to be more effective down low, where he can distribute and be kind of a two-way threat as opposed to just a shooter. Chris Letang is going to quarterback it from up top. Patrick Hornquist will probably be a front man, you know, taking up space, getting in the goalie's way. And all the other pieces are kind of variable. Sometimes they have Phil Kessel on the other half wall as a shooter. Sometimes they move Kessel to the second unit so he can have a more prominent role. The big three, I'd say, on the top unit are always Letang, Crosby, and Hornquist out front.
So Malkin and Kessel sometimes both find themselves in the second unit, which is a pretty good second unit.
Well, Malkin's been hurt for a while. If Malkin, when he comes back, he'll be on the first unit. I should specify that. But until he returns, he it isn't a part of either power play unit. But yes, Kessel bounces back and forth. I think they found that with him on the left wall, when they have all these other, you know, shooters, scorers on the top unit, he kind of faded in the background. He, as I'm sure a lot of your listeners know, he's not really a one-timer guy. He's not a guy who likes to just pull the trigger quickly after a pass. He wants it on a stick a little longer. So on the second power play unit, he can be a little more creative and possess the puck a little more and not strictly be a one-timer, trigger man kind of guy.
What's the timeline for a return for Malkin?
Well, we're at the guessing game stage here. Mike Sullivan, the coach, is being very coy about all of his injuries. Malkin practiced on his own, or at least with a teammate, you know, before the official practice today. He's getting close. He's shooting. He's doing lots of work that would indicate he isn't too far from return. That being said, he hasn't officially practiced the team yet. I don't know if he's doing any contact drills yet. So it is a question of whatever upper body injury he has, you know, how will that hold up when he really has to start banging it around.
Now, who else is injured that you think is for sure not to play in the opening game on Wednesday?
Brian Rust, who was the other guy that worked with Evgeny Malkin today, I don't think he will be there for game one. His injury was a bit of a surprise because he played the entire game, but then Sullivan just announced the next day when he did practice he had a lower body injury. He hasn't practiced with the team yet. He's described as day-to-day like every other injured Penguin. I don't think he will be involved that soon, though, just because, again, the game 2 days away, he's not practicing. That's not a good sign. I think Olli Maatta will be back. He practiced with the team today. He said he isn't sure if he'll be ready for game one, but, again, with the fact that he's practicing with the team, that's a great sign. And I know Marc-Andre Fleury, who probably people have the most curiosity about, he felt really good after practice today. He also described himself as one day at a time. It remains to be seen, but the indications are that he will, in all likelihood, at least get the chance in game one. If he feels he's ready, I think they'll give him the chance for the opener.
Now, looking at the New York Rangers, they've got some injury issues of their own, Ryan McDonagh and such. They were a team that, you know, Pittsburgh overtook in the last month of the season to get home ice advantage in this series. And, you know, Pittsburgh's been playing great even with the injury to Malkin, whereas the Rangers have really been up and down. When you look at this head-to-head matchup this season right now, Bill, do you see, even without Malkin, an advantage for the Penguins, or is their goaltending concerns because if it's the playoffs and there's Henrik Lundqvist, does that maybe even it out and possibly even give the Rangers an advantage?
The goaltending definitely is the great question mark, because if you don't have Marc-Andre Fleury, then you're talking about either starting Matt Murray, who is a rookie and a very good one at that, possibly, but he's also out with a head injury and day-to-day, so he's a question mark. So if that's the case and Fleury can't go, then you're talking about Jeff Zatkoff, who had fallen to third on the depth chart for the Penguins. So if it ends up being Zatkoff versus Lundqvist, then, yeah, boy, you really have to worry about how the Penguins can play in that matchup. Because Lundqvist, as everyone knows, he just has the pedigree. He gets the job done in the playoffs. He's a fantastic goalie, without a doubt one of the best in the league. The team aspect, I think you have to favor the Penguins, even without Malkin. They've embraced this 200-foot game system that they're always talking about. And it has worked so well, even with injuries to Malkin, to Rust, Mata. They had Brian Dumoulin out. The injuries seem to come and go by the week, and they just continue to roll on through late February and March. So I think as long as they stick to what has gotten them to this point and help them climb the standings, I still give them the edge there. But again, it's all dependent on someone other than Jed Hatkoff being in net for the Penguins.
Well, man, if you don't have your top two goalies ready to start the playoffs, that's a huge blow for the Pittsburgh Penguins. So that's definitely the story to watch in the next 48 hours as Bill West from Pittsburgh Tribe Sports joins us. Bill, is there any... Now, they made the coaching change, of course, this season, and ever since they made it to back-to-back Stanley Cup finals, you know, people look at Pittsburgh and Crosby and Malkin and think, man, you know, this is a group that maybe should have won more. If they lose out in the first round of the playoffs, do you see there being some moves amongst any of their key players, or does it depend how healthy they are during this first round?
I think with the injuries being what they are right now, if they would lose in the first round, they maybe have a get-out-of-jail-free kind of card. Yeah, I think if you had Malkin, you have Crosby, Letang remains healthy, you have Fleury, then there's no excuse. The way this team has played, they look like a legitimate cup contender right now. And as you said, in past years, they had the big names, and it was always disappointing when they fell short, and that was at the hands of the Rangers the last two seasons. But I think what has become apparent in seeing the team play this year is there just wasn't as much of a supporting cast in previous seasons. They were always trying to piece it together with, you know, veterans and the rentals, and this year they really changed their approach and brought in younger guys, these call-ups that they've drafted or kind of acquired. But again, a very different vibe in the dressing room as a result. And these call-ups are fantastic. They've, I think, exceeded everyone's expectations because very few of them are high-profile draft picks, a lot of, you know, sixth, seventh, fifth kind of round selections. And they've really evolved into nice bottom six forwards and defensemen. So it's a different group and one that I know the organization from front office to coaching staff and players, everyone just has a very good feeling about the construction of the team.
And you look at the Rangers, are they a good matchup for the Penguins, or would they have preferred to play the Islanders?
The way they played the last couple of weeks, I don't think they cared who they played. They just were walking on, you know, water, so to speak. It is maybe a little bit more of a concern when you have to match up against Henrik Lundqvist. Again, his track record and especially the history between the two teams from the last few years, there's maybe the potential of ghosts there. If the Rangers manage to get a win at console in the first game or two, maybe we'll see how the Penguins respond and if their mettle is tested. But the Penguins are a fantastic possession team. They have been since Mike Sullivan has taken over. The Rangers really struggle on that front. They have not been a particularly strong team in terms of shot generation and being the team that gets more pucks to the net. So it could be a very lopsided matchup, but again, you can never be too sure when you have a goaltender like Lundqvist.
Quickly, looking to the other Eastern Conference, Bill, I want you to handicap Washington and Philadelphia. Of course, we know the sad news of Ed Snyder passing away today for them. Maybe that motivates them. Washington is the team that comes in. They were the best team all season long. They had a little bit of a dip, but they're still the best team all season long. However, they come in with a question mark of until they get to the third round. You see the Capitals. Is this the year they get to the third round?
I don't know if they get to the third round, but they get out of the first round. I'm confident that they have the talent in place there in Philadelphia, even, like you said, with maybe the little extra inspiration or motivation. The Caps get the job done, and I don't think they're a juggernaut. I'll say that despite the great record and the goal differential for the Caps, I still think there's some vulnerabilities. And again, if the Penguins run into a team like that, I think I'd like the Penguins over the Caps.
And Florida, New York, Tampa Bay, Detroit, who do you like?
I'm going with Tampa Bay over Detroit, and I like the Islanders over Florida. That would be my upset pick.
The Islanders, okay, I like it.
Well, I think they're. I mean, the Florida, I admittedly probably haven't seen enough of to have a really strong feeling about them. But I have seen the Islanders, and when that team is on, they're a difficult team to play against. They are not shy about physical, you know, grinding style play, but they can also play very fast, and I think that kind of versatility comes in handy in the playoffs.
Well, upsets do happen in the first round. It's always great, Bill, and your guess is as good as anybody else's, so I appreciate it, and enjoy the postseason. Who are you taking in the Penguins-Rangers series?
I like the Penguins. I think it'll be a pretty tough one. I'm giving it at least six games, but I think the Penguins, with that possession style they've developed, is really tough to overcome.
Appreciate it, Bill. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you.